This is an executive summary of public versus non-traded rights, a liquidity trade-off, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A public right and a non-traded right can own the same kind of buildings, run the same kind of leases, and pay out the same slice of their income, and still feel like completely different investments. The reason is liquidity. A public right trades on an exchange all day, so you can sell at 10 a.m. and have cash settle in 2 business days. But the price moves with the stock market whether or not a single tenant has changed. A non-traded right is priced periodically at net asset value, so the number on your statement barely moves, but selling means asking the sponsor to buy you back through a redemption program that can be limited, queued, or shut off. That is the whole trade: market liquidity and price volatility on one side, price stability and gated redemptions on the other. This guide stays narrowly on that two-way liquidity and pricing question. If you also want to weigh the third category, private rights, see our full private versus public versus non-traded right comparison. Here we walk the public versus non-traded difference in detail, who each one suits, and where rights sit relative to a 1031 exchange. Before the differences, the common ground, because it is real. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.